planning a trip to Latin America? I've got the perfect companion for you. Introducing our Spanish Adventures Companion, an ebook and premium podcast that's designed to help you navigate common travel scenarios in Español, whether it's getting transportation, checking into your hotel, or asking for local recommendations. We've got you covered. And here is the cherry on top. It's completely free for you as a listener of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. To grab your copy, visit www.latinele.com/adventurescompanion or check out the link in the description of this episode.
¡Vamos!
¡Hola, amiga! ¡Hola, amigo! ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? Espero que sí. Welcome to a new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile y soy el presentador de este podcast. In this episode, you will learn about reflexive verbs in Spanish, a topic that confuses a lot of students. If you're not familiar with how verbs work in general, you can listen to our episodes on regular and irregular verbs before you listen to this one. But if you're already familiar with regular and irregular verbs in the present tense, then stay here and learn some more with your amigo Marco. ¿Están listos? ¡Vamos! Let me guess, this has been your learning path so far. You decided to learn Spanish. You grabbed some books and started looking for information on the internet. Thousands of contents, promises of being fluent in 3 months. Spoiler alert, it takes more than that. And you don't know where to start. After a while, you manage to organize some of the information or found a teacher who guides you. You feel happy because you start learning some basic sentences and expressions. You manage to say things like, hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? And you're able to understand those expressions when people say them to you. Then you continue learning and start studying verb conjugations. You learn the patterns that they follow. And you manage to say things like, vivo en Estados Unidos, trabajo en una empresa, aprendo español. Which is great, you have mastered regular verbs. Then you continue moving forward and you learn about irregular verbs, verbs that don't follow the conjugation patterns that apply to regular verbs. And then you manage to say things like, yo voy al gimnasio, using the verb ir, which is irregular, or tengo un gato, using the verb tener, which is also irregular in the present tense. And that's genial. That means you're familiar with regular and irregular verbs now. But one day, you realize people say things like me despierto a las 7, I wake up at 7 o'clock, or me ducho en la mañana, I take a shower in the morning. And in both cases, there is an additional element before the verb. The person used me before the verb. Me despierto, me ducho. Why is that? Well, mi amiga o amigo, you have run into reflexive verbs. This type of verbs, reflexive verbs, are always used with what is called a reflexive pronoun. What is that exactly? You will see in a minute. First of all, you can tell a verb is reflexive because the infinitive form has a se, se, at the end of the verb. Do you remember what an infinitive verb is? It is a verb without conjugation. For example, let's take the verb to bathe, which in Spanish is bañar. That's the infinitive form, bañar, to bathe, no conjugation. For the reflexive form of bañar, I have to add se at the end of the verb, which only signals that the action is performed on the same subject. So, by adding se, we get the verb bañarse, which means to take a bath. Repeat after me, bañarse. One more time, bañarse. And you just said to take a bath in Spanish. So now, after the process I just explained, we have the verb bañarse, a reflexive verb. But you need to create sentences with this now. And when we conjugate this reflexive verb, the reflexive pronoun se will change depending on the person we are talking about. Let's see this with a practical example. If we have the pronoun yo, which is I, yo, when I conjugate bañarse with yo, we get yo me baño. Repeat after me. Yo me baño. I'm sure kids don't like that sentence, the way. A kid would normally say, yo no me baño, which is the opposite, right? So, okay, let's continue. If you studied the conjugation of regular verbs, you will notice that baño is the regular form of the verb bañar. Yo baño, tú bañas, él baña. But when I say yo me baño, I'm indicating that I'm performing the action on myself. Literally, I bathe myself. That's why they are called reflexive. The subject is the receiver of their own actions. What happens if the subject is tú, you, tú? In that case, it changes to tú te bañas. So it's no longer me as with yo, but it's te for tú. It means literally you bathe yourself. And what if the subject is él, ella, or usted? In that case, we add se. So for she takes a bath, it is ella se baña, and so on and so forth. Therefore, as you can see, with reflexive verbs, you have to add an additional element. And that element is what is called the reflexive pronoun. The reflexive part would be the equivalent of myself, yourself, himself. Let's review now each reflexive form. For the pronoun yo, the reflexive pronoun is me. For tú, it is te. For él, ella, and usted, it is se. For nosotros and nosotras, it is nos. And for ustedes, ellos y ellas, it is se. So using the verb bañarse as an example with each personal pronoun, we get the following and try to repeat after me. Yo me baño. Tú te bañas. Él se baña. Nosotros nos bañamos. Ustedes se bañan. Ellos se bañan. First, you have to check if the verb is regular or irregular, and then add the reflexive pronoun. Let's have a look now at some other common reflexive verbs, some of which are normally used for describing your routine. The verb despertarse, which means to wake up. Despertarse. Repeat after me. Despertarse. If I want to say, I wake up at 7 o'clock, we say, yo me despierto a las 7. Repeat after me. Yo me despierto a las 7. Good. Another verb is vestirse, to get dressed. Repeat after me. Vestirse. If I want to say, I get dressed every morning, we say, yo me visto cada mañana. Repeat after me. Yo me visto cada mañana. Good. And acostarse, to go to sleep. Repeat after me. Acostarse. If I want to say, I go to sleep at 10 o'clock, we say in Spanish, yo me acuesto a las 10. Repeat after me. Yo me acuesto a las 10. Great. You see, you're speaking Spanish already. Muy bien. And just to be clear, I'm using yo explicitly just so you can see that I'm conjugating the verb with this pronoun. But in real life conversations, people drop the subject as normally the ending of the verb already signals who we're talking about. That's why I would normally say me despierto, me visto, me acuesto. No need to add yo or tú or él all the time because the ending already is telling us who we're talking about. Additionally, I separated the reflexive pronoun from the verb while pronouncing it, but native speakers would combine them in their conversations in what seems a single word. Using the same three verbs I just used, a native speaker would normally say me despierto, me visto, me acuesto. That's something you will get used to with practice, so I encourage you to find somebody to speak to and get used to how it is pronounced. And before I finish, just a final consideration about this topic. As you might have already noticed, what is reflexive in Spanish is not necessarily expressed in a reflexive way in English. When in Spanish we say me despierto, you don't say in English I wake up myself, do you? And why is that? That's because of the way both languages conceptualize these actions. English and Spanish don't always overlap in how they express a meaning. And they don't have to, because when you're learning Spanish, you're also learning a new way to see the world. And in some of these actions in Spanish, we place the emphasis on the subject being an active person in the process which falls upon himself. So that's something you need just to accept. If you're always trying to find a one-on-one translation, you will just make it hard on yourself. For that reason, my invitation is to start thinking in Spanish rather than just translating each individual word. And to be fair, I had to do the same when I was learning English. Let's take, for example, the verb enjoy. When you're happy and get pleasure from what you do, in English you say to enjoy yourself, right? But in Spanish, that action is not reflexive. It is often translated as disfrutar, which we would not use with yourself. Actually, it was really weird to me when I learned that, because I thought, you know, enjoying oneself? That's what teenagers do in the rooms, right? I'm sure they enjoy themselves. But then I just accepted that expression as it is in English. This is another good example of how both languages don't always overlap word by word. And that's the beauty of it. It expands your mind and also the way you think about things. So keep a flexible approach when learning languages. Okay, let's start with some practice. I will ask two questions, and when you hear this sound, you have to reply in Spanish. And as you guessed it, the verbs you will have to use are reflexive. Ready? Listos? Here we go. Question number one. Pregunta número uno. What time do you wake up in the morning? ¿A qué hora te despiertas en la mañana? Question number two. Pregunta número dos. What time do you normally go to sleep? ¿A qué hora te acuestas normalmente? And that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your Spanish beginner friends. Creating this content takes hours and hours, so it means the world to me if you take 30 seconds to help me spread the word. And if you're studying Español to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, you can get my Spanish Adventures Companion, my free ebook and premium podcast designed to make your travel experience more enjoyable, so you can communicate with Latinos with ease. Don't miss out on this great resource. You can get it for free on my website, www.latinele.com, or with the link in the episode description. Have a great day. Hasta la próxima. Chao, chao.